Night Shift. What's going on?
Yo.
Hollis guy.
What's up?
Hey, man. This is Man in the Clouds.
All right. What do you got for us?
Welcome.
First off, I just want to say, how you guys doing tonight? You guys doing good?
We're all right. How about yourself? You're a little excited.
I'm doing fantastic.
Yeah?
I'm not a little bit more excited than I always am. I just kind of know how these things go and just want to make sure that before I open up what I'm about to tell y'all, want to make sure that everybody that's here is receptive and is not kind of playing by the game of Agent Smith. You guys know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. So I'm not really down with that kind of thing. My name is Kyle, and I'm from Northeast Ohio. And I just want to say that here's my story. Can I just lay it out there? Is that okay, you guys?
Let's go. Let's have
it. Roll with it.
Okay. So here's my story. So my whole life, I've kind of always known and felt kind of like Neo in the Matrix, no pun intended, that there's something I'm supposed to do with myself, something I'm supposed to figure out in my life. And I've been through all kind of shit. I'm not any type of angel or anything like that. I've been through OVIs, DUIs. I should probably be in jail right now, but it's by the grace of God that I'm not. And I just want to say that, when all of the things were going on back in 2020, 2019, 2020, and I don't really want to mention or say anything about what was going on in fear of these videos right now, this video being blocked or anything like that. But I just want to say that during that time, I got a phone call. And the phone call was from a friend. And the friend said, "Hey, man, really just want to tell you that I'm sorry and I'm really upset for having to make this call, but I want to make this call and tell you that everything I've ever told you about, things celestial going on or things that are going to maybe go on that are celestial in terms of the nature of their being, I want to tell you that there's something up there in the sky." And he said this to me during COVID. So that's the most I'll say about it. And this person told me to go outside and look up. So I did. So I went outside and I looked up and I could see it was almost as if the planet Venus was really, really lit up bright, just extremely bright. Never seen anything in the sky that bright opposed to the moon and the sun. So anybody that wants to say, was it Venus? Was it this? Was that? I don't really care. All I know is that this object was up there. And it was extremely bright for about like 10 to 20 minutes from the months of April 2020 to, I don't know, maybe push it out like 2 months from that. Maybe. I'm not really sure because all the shit that was going on with me while trying to photograph this sighting. So I continued on. I kept on and, took a few pictures of this. It was something that was extremely bright, extremely big, huge, beautiful. I mean, you could describe anything you want to describe it with. It was just beyond anything I'd ever imagined. And it wasn't until that moment when I was told about this celestial anomaly that things started to make sense as far as like what's going on with COVID. Why are people being told stay away from each other, this, that, da, da, da? Well, I just want to say that before I even saw the star or was told or called by my friend, I was watching CNN and the leader of the coronavirus task force, her name is Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Birx, B-I-R-X. I saw her shape-shifting on live TV and took pictures of it. Put it on Reddit, everything. I got death threats, everything. So, you guys want to make it what you want, but pretty much God or whatever had told me, like, to get your shit together because I'm going to unfold and tell you what's going on with this coronavirus type stuff. And now I'm using the word. I really don't even care, but here we are. And we're all just kind of flowing with it and rolling with it. But I had decided I was going to do something about this because I didn't really like what I was being told. I figured, you know, if COVID's real and all this, you know, then what's this star and what's that about? And, you know, if it's going to kill me, I'll pray to God, you know, God will take me. I'm not trying to say I'm God or anything like that. I'm just saying, like, look, if the Christ and the real Redeemer is real, then I'll die if COVID's going to kill me. If it's not going to kill me, it's not going to kill me. We're okay, you know, and I was okay. But I just want to say that after I saw this star and everything was going on, is that I was told by somebody long time before, years and years and years before anything happened with COVID or anything like this, I was told about power lines, and I was asked about my watch on my right hand, and I said, I can't keep a watch. And she's like, you know, you can shut down the chemtrails. And I said, what? You know, and I just kind of listened to what she said a little bit. And she said something else about, like, power lines being fed into a grid or this or that. So during this time, during COVID, when I was really scared and I was really just not sure what the hell's going on with me, I started praying real hard to God. And I had left the Catholic faith for like 20 years. It's been like 20 years since I went to confession, this and that. And I decided I was going to go to a place where all the power lines converge. Right. And first time I try to do this, it's actually at a presidential monument before like William McKinley and J.P. Morgan Chase and Mr. Rockefeller. They were all flowing it through William McKinley. So it's the first instance where one of our presidents was like totally bought and sold. And I went to that spot and I prayed. And it just so happens to be like a high point in the city, right? So I went there and I prayed my ass off and said to God, I said, God, if you're real, show me that you love me and show me that you're real. Give me some kind of sign or something like that, right? Give me some kind of sign, you know? And also end this COVID shit because I don't want to live in a world like this. And I was at that point in that moment, and I was standing on a pentagram on the ground and I walked off of it. And the moment I walked off, I took a picture of the horizon. I had my camera around my neck, my nice expensive Nikon, took a picture. And like 30 days later, after I took that picture, I had already been going to the Sermon Mount of things, and it was Jesus Christ and it was Mother Mary in the sky. So I really don't really know much more to say to you guys other than I went to the serpent with this Jesus Christ, Mother Mary type of energy with my being and my body and myself. And I went to the Serpent Mound, and I've always been called to the Serpent Mound since I was a little kid. You know, ever since the first time I read the David Icke book, it's like, what's going on with the Serpent Mound? I want to know. You know, something's going on there. They don't really understand it, but I want to figure it out someday. And it wasn't until I saw Jesus Christ and his mother, the Blessed Mother, in the same cloud, you know, till I got the strength and my girlfriend mentioned something about the Serpent Mound. I said, yeah, we're going. And this is in the middle of the pandemic, like the start, you know. So I took all the money they were giving us and everything, you know, and I went on like a year-long journey of trying to figure out the serpent. What is it? Why did I just see Christ? I don't really know. But it got to a certain point where I was praying to Quetzalcoatl, which is the Jesus Christ kind of equivalent to, you know, Jesus, you know, in the Mayan Mexican lore. And I'm not talking about Kukulkan. I mean, the creator deity, the one who was the creator, the one who came and ended the human sacrifice, things of that nature. And it was with that energy that I prayed my ass off at the Serpent Mound. And I put over like 20,000, 25,000 miles in my car in order to get to the Serpent enough times. But luckily, by the grace of God, I do live in Ohio, so it wasn't that far. But I just knew that I had to go here and do this thing. And in doing so, I actually had the serpent itself, Quetzalcoatl, or, you know, however you want to look at it, actually manifested himself through the same way as Jesus Christ. The clouds came through in the clouds. And I have recorded this instance in 4K video. Now, I have not really known what to do with this type of footage, what avenue to go through. I shared it at a Star Knowledge conference back early, you know, in 2021. You know, for whatever reasons, you know, mind the record, I don't really want to get into what they're about or anything like that. I just know that I gave everything and tried to show the people that should know about the serpent the most, you know, the most that could be known about. And that's my footage. And it hit deaf ears, and I started to freak out a little bit. I wasn't really sure what to do. So, Hollow Sky, I love you guys. All I'm going to leave y'all with is that Jesus Christ is real. And that as of currently, that first picture that I took when I was behind that McKinley Monument, you know, and praying my ass off during COVID, and I asked God to come through with a sign and show me you're real, he actually did. And as of right now, that image is blown up into a 3x5 where, you know, it's hanging up in the Catholic Church. It's actually in the first church that I ever prayed in. You know, I was grown up and brought up in the church, and I just felt like that whole thing with Serpent Mound and the serpent and you know, the stained glass and about Revelation, you know, the book of Revelation a little bit. So I just felt like it needed to be given back to that church. And as of right now, it's there. Don't want to mention any names, you know, just to keep everything chill. But everybody out there, just know that, especially anybody that's of the Christian denomination, that Jesus Christ actually is real. And you're hearing that from someone that was of the faith, brought into it. And then, you know, I'm thinking he's fake. David Icke's right. Alex Jones is right. He's fake. You know what, you guys, I've seen him, and I can prove that he's real. And I have the footage, and I have the information to document it. It's also with the Catholic Church. And I just want to tell everybody that at this point, you know, the question might be, what do you guys have to take from me talking to you? What do you have to give to us? Well, I'll tell you that right now. The answer to that right now is people like Agent Smith, they need to go and take a hike. The real deal is that God created us, and he's right here, right now, with all of us. And everything that we hear in the media, whether it be about UFOs or this or that or that, just know, what is the devil's greatest trick to get you to not understand how to fight? That trick is to get you to believe that he doesn't even exist. Well, I can tell you right now, I've also got pictures of him, and he exists too, and I can prove it. So without any further ado, I just want to tell everybody that I love you guys, and I was right where you were. And this whole show, I hope it gets a lot of attention, and I hope a lot of people ask me to prove what I'm talking about, because I will. And God bless the Hollow Sky. God bless Mikey at the Strange Road for even putting me on this little track. And I've only shared this once. That was at a Circle Mountain Star Knowledge Gathering, but didn't really hit any ears that wanted to go with it any further. So this is kind of the first that I've done since then. And I just want to say that the Serpent Mount being, it's real. I filmed it. And I'm also seeing star beams every night. And when I pray, and you know, I'm praying for everybody. So with that, I leave y'all hollow cult. I say thank you. And I hope that everybody is a little bit inspired by something I have to say tonight. And if they're not, maybe I can inspire them on the next episode. God bless all you guys and everybody that's listening. God bless all y'all. I'm thankful for all y'all. One.
We appreciate you calling in. Could you send us those pictures that you have?
It depends which one. Some of them I can send quickly. Other are in 4K video, so it won't really come through that quick. Did you want me to send you guys maybe the one of like Christ?
Anything would be fucking amazing.
Yeah, whatever you're comfortable with in sending us.
Yeah, you can shoot it over to the email or the phone or anything.
Okay, let me go ahead and see what I can grab.
You can take as much time as you want. We're not here to rush you by any means, but it would just be really fascinating too, because that's one thing we don't get into very much. We don't get to talk about miracles and shit very often.
And I know this. I'm not stupid, you guys. I've kind of like done this thing before, and I've like looked up what you guys are about. I wanted to like come with you guys with respect to your channel, but I also wanted to get your attention to say, hey, like, here's some guy that shouldn't have the information he shouldn't have, and he's still alive. And, you know, I just thought that, you know, you guys would be a good platform. And that's based on what I've heard from Strange Road, because Strange Road in Ohio, I mean, they led me to you. So I don't really know why it went that way, but props out to Mikey Leisner at Strange Road. If you guys haven't heard about their podcast, you definitely should check them out. And good glory in God and all is holy to them, because without them, you would not be getting this message that's getting sent right now to Hollow Sky. So how should I send this message? And I'm going to send the one that's of Christ, if that's okay.
Absolutely. That'd be great. You can send it to the phone number on the screen, or you can shoot it over to the email. HollowSkyPodcast@gmail.com.
HollowSkyPodcast, CAST@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
.com. There we go. All right, I'm going to send this first one over, see if it makes it.
Awesome.
If it does, I can send the other one, but it was originally taken in like a horizontal kind of context, but the one that I sent to you guys, the one that most people are receptive to, including clergy of the church that I've seen, and that's the vertical orientation. But I mean, I don't really know what else to say to you guys, except I've been there and I've been just like you, and I've been down every damn road. Conspiracy this, UFOs that, Twin Towers are falling, Afghan war this, that. I've been down all the roads, you guys. I'm just like you. And I literally like gave it up and said, I don't know what to do. I know I'm supposed to do something. And, you know, Christ showed up. So with his help, I've been able to go to the Serpent Mound, and in doing so, he's like literally like been able to summon the serpent, and I've been able to film that in 4K camera footage. So, I mean, this isn't like, you know, just something like I plan, and I would like to do something with this if it's his will, but you know, just like going on the limb and talking to everybody tonight, in order to do so, I have to put it out there tonight. So that's what I'm doing. And if anybody would like to help me try to do that, I'd be willing to sit with them and show them my footage, and definitely know that the Serpent Mound is active, and I definitely know that it's more than just an effigy, you know. So,
well, man, we appreciate you calling in and sharing your experience with us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys for listening to my experience. Is there any questions that you guys have for me before I go?
I have one. Why do you think they chose the mound to be the place to contact? You know what I mean? Like, why they choose the mound?
I don't believe that, quote unquote, they, for lack of a better term. What I can tell you and what I do understand is that this mound is one of many where megalithic, I mean, like, we're talking like large human stature type bodies have been, you know, relocated and moved. And, you know, you talk to OHC, like Jeffrey Wilson and stuff from What Strange World will tell you. I mean, it's, we don't know. We really just don't know where the bodies have gone. But from what we can tell, they were there. And from what we can tell, they were there at a lot of megalithic sites around the entire United States. So if you're someone like me wondering, you know, where they went, what they had in mind, I don't want to speculate too much, but personally, I do believe in the word of God, and I do believe that, you know, that God may have cast out one third of these angels out to the earth. And if he did do that, then something as amazing and awe-inspiring and as jaw-dropping as the Serpent Mound may be a product of that, you know, that deal, I guess, if you will. All I know is that I started going to the Serpent a lot of times and praying not to Kukla Khan, but to Quetzalcoatl. And in doing so, with a little bit of help of a group that kind of situates themselves down there by the Serpent, I was able to, seems like, make contact with whatever the Manitou is, whatever the being is, or whatever the entity is that lives there. I was able to make contact with that and also film that on 4K. I know that sounds incredible and stupendous, but it really did happen. And I guess all that I'm really waiting for is for the chance to sit and talk with someone who can properly take in all the information, document it, and then represent it to the public in a way that's not going to take away from anything, but it's also not going to add anything to manipulate, you know, the story. And, you know, if anybody like that's listening, I would be more than willing to work with them and show them what's happened. But, you know, I've always waited for something to happen. And I know that star that was shining during COVID, you know, and I'm trying to watch, you know, from the White House, you know, the coronavirus briefings, and I'm seeing, you know, their faces and whatnot transforming to what looks to be reptilian. I don't know. I'm not sure, but if anybody's been on Reddit, and, you know, during them times, I was the guy that put that information out there, and I received death threats, and I took it away. So I took it all off there. So I guess this is now my next big, you know, stab at seeing what the general public thinks. And I really don't care. I mean, if I'm going to be a martyr, I'm going to be a martyr. That's fine. But I have my faith and my full trust in Jesus Christ. And I know that he did not appear to me without himself telling me that he's there. And there ain't nothing that I can't do or that I can do that anybody else can't do. So we're all here together, and I'm just sharing the story because Mikey Leisner at Strange World told me to. that's a shout out to you, Mikey. One. I love you guys. I swear, Hollow Sky, thank you for being there. I love you guys. And everyone at Strange Road, everybody that knows who Strange Road is, you guys look their stuff up, stuff about Serpent Mound, Jeffrey Wilson, you know, Serpent Mound Star Knowledge. Look their stuff up. I just want to say that Agent Smith, if you're out there, ask me anything, brother, and I will answer you.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you guys, and I would love to tell more. I've kept it a little bit brief, but I'd love to tell more. And if you guys get a good response from this, and people want to know more, I'd be loving to tell more. If I don't share, what's the point of it? So,
right on, man.
God bless you guys. God bless. I say a prayer for everybody, for Hollow Sky, for Strange Road, for everybody listening out there on the net. I love you all, and I pray in the name of the Father and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Ghost. I pray for y'all. And there ain't nothing that we can't get through without the help of Jesus Christ. And if it ain't for him, I'm dead. I'm not talking to you, but he's real. So everybody just have a great night, you know, and maybe with the help of the Holy Spirit, I could tell more in the next show, but someone's out there fighting for you. I love you guys. And, you know, I'm here, man, at Man in the Clouds. One love, and God bless everybody.
All right. You as well. Have a good one. All right. That was a lot to take in.
That was a lot to unpack there. I was
trying. Got one hammering in from Puerto Rico.
Copy that.
Hey, welcome to the night shift. What's going on?
Yo.
Hey, it's Christian. How's it going, guys?
Good. What's How are up, you,
brother?
Good. So, dude, I wanted to talk about that thing in Peru.
Yeah.
That stuff's wild, man. And so I know Spanish. I'm from Puerto Rico. I don't live there anymore, but I grew up there. So I was listening to the news articles and they were talking about the only one of them mentioned it, but in the English articles that I read, nobody mentioned the body of the river, but they did say in the news in one of those South American whatever, they did mention that, but they did say that they couldn't prove that it was related. But I saw the video, dude, and that is legit. Like, there is, I don't know, I think that's legit. Now there's a cover story, which I was expecting. I was like, what the hell's going on? Like, why are they talking about this? This should get covered up immediately. And I have my theories about that, but it did get covered up, I guess, because now they're saying, I forgot what they were saying.
It was illegal miners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That can disappear when you shoot them and, or whatever, you right. know. And the video, I know there's a lot of videos going around. But there is one that you can see a thing kind of shape-shifting or whatever, and it's like in a roof or by a window. That I think that one's real. I got a buddy of mine, Darcy Weir. He's done a few documentaries with like NASA and NASA cover-ups. And he did anyway, he's a buddy of mine, and he did, he's loaded down and he zoomed into it, and you can see the freaking alien, man. It's crazy. Now the question is, why are they being more aggressive? I know in South America, they do have a tendency to do that, But so I mean, I don't want to sound like kind of like a dick, like, you know, bragging, because I'm not anybody important, but I do have my sources, and I can even show you guys later. I mean, I can't show you the conversations, but, you know, the people I talk to a lot of people that are in the know. You know, one of the best documentarists is a friend of mine. I know people in counterintelligence, former Air Force Special Investigations. And, you know, I can show you guys that if you want. But anyway, the point is that one of the reasons, according to them, and by the way, David Grush and all that, he's legit. Right now, what you're seeing is a war between people that want this to come out and people that don't. And the people that don't are willing to do anything it takes for this not to come out. They are, you know, the law doesn't apply. And so they will try to discredit him. And it's literally a war. But where was I going? Okay, so one of the reasons, one of the concerns with UFO disclosure is that the more that this is in the zeitgeist, the more people are thinking about UFOs, the more they'll show up, the more the phenomena will be more active. And that's true. That's been happening. It's like people are seeing this stuff every day now. I mean, even me, I thought for me that it was going to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience in 2016. And I've seen this summer, I've already seen like 5. I got 2 videos I can send you guys. I mean, they're not like the best, but, you know, it's like, what the hell's going on, you know? So, but yeah, the more that this is in the zeitgeist, the more it'll show up and, you know, they'll lose control. The government, you know, they can't control this. And another concern is, this is like a conspiracy that's been around that I've heard from one of my sources that they think this might be true, but they're not 100% sure, that a deal was made a long time ago, and technology in exchange for, you know, I don't know, abductions and whatever, science experiments. But part of that deal was secrecy at all cost. So you need to keep the secret. And actually, I think Russ Coulthard asked David Grush in an interview, like, well, why haven't they done anything to us? And I think David Grush said, well, perhaps there was a deal made. And then after that, he said, but, you know, they might be neutral to disclosure. And I'm like, whoa, 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 what? First you say that our future, we haven't been messed with because it was a deal made. And now you're saying they're going to be neutral. And now there's an effort for transparency. And now you're seeing humans getting their faces peeled off. And it takes like a week or almost a month for it to get covered up. And usually when that happens, you get the men in black there, you know, it gets covered up right away. And they're there because, you know, those guys, whoever they are, I don't even know if they're human or not, but their job is to protect the planet from like aliens and to keep the secret and threaten people. Well, why weren't they there? Every time there's bodies, those strangers show up and they take care of it. But it took a month for it to get covered up. I don't know, man. There's something strange about that, but I do think it's legit. And yeah, man, I'm rambling. That's kind of what I wanted to say, man. I don't want to take too much time because I know there might be other people trying to talk and or whatever. But yeah, I love your guys' podcast. Yeah, man. What do you guys think about that in Peru?
I do feel like the timing is pretty wild. I mean, the U.S. military was just shooting down these things, what, in February? And now all of a sudden, all this disclosure is flying through. And now we're getting reports of attacks and all this stuff. So I feel like that goes hand in hand a little bit with what's going on.
Yeah. And apparently it's spreading to Brazil, too.
I read that as well.
If it starts happening in the United States, that's when shit gets real, man. I don't, you know, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to make of it, but that is one of the things people say, is that if this comes out and the people are aware of it, the phenomena will respond. That's what my people are telling me. And a lot of them are telling me, but they won't tell me. They're like, dude. So I have this guy. Okay, James Fox. You know who James Fox is, right? We're not like buddy buddies, but I talk to him every now and then. He was all excited for, you know, not that he thought that UFOs were all good or whatever, but like he didn't think they were like he thought it was something good, positive. And then he was like, be careful with, oh, you want to know about, you know, what the UFO phenomenon represents? Yeah, of course. Be careful what you wish for. That's it. I've been begging him, sending him DMs, bro. What does that mean? Like, damn. What does that mean? No answer, no reply. But it's so frustrating, dude. But I'm like, what the heck made him change his mind to that? You know what I mean? Like, and there's not only him, there's been other people that I know that were more of like a good vibe to it. And now they're like, yeah, I don't know if people can handle it. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't know what to make of that, man. But it's interesting. At least we're in interesting times.
Yeah, that's no doubt.
Yeah.
And yeah, man.
I mean, if you think about everything that's come out just this year alone with shooting the shit down and then the Whistleblower Act and the whistleblowers, and now like that was on a lot of news sources that there was people being attacked by aliens. Like, just saying that out loud is like melts my brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would make sense that why the secret? Why keep the secret? Right. And why go to such lengths to keep the secret? Is it really just technology? Or like, if what I said is true, where they don't want us to know, and that was part of a deal, and they're going to respond, which I don't know if this is true. It's just something I heard, right, from a good source. But I don't know. That would make sense why the people in the Air Force, which are the guys that are in the intelligence community, which those are the guys fighting hard that don't want this to come out no matter what, that they're willing to break laws. They're willing to kill people for the secret. Like, why go so far when it's just a non-human intelligence? Why? That does not make sense. The only thing that would make sense if all humanity would be in danger by knowing this information. That would make sense, but I don't know if it's true. But it's crazy that now we're seeing this happen in South America. And I don't know. Let's see where it goes, man.
Yeah, it's going to be... It's gonna be a weird year.
It keeps getting weirder by the day, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, I anyway, feel like guys, it's definitely gonna get crazy.
Anyway, guys, I'm gonna hang up. I love talking to you guys, but I don't want to be the guy that's like taking the whole show. You know what I mean? Like, I'm self conscious about time, so I'm gonna let somebody else call in if that's okay.
Absolutely. Much love, right, brother.
Stay safe, man. I don't know.
Man, I already got another one banging.
Hell yeah, roll it.
Hey, welcome to the night shift. What's going on?
Yo.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good. How are you?
Good. That last caller, that really made sense to me when he was saying that, you know, like if it's the more people that are thinking about UFOs and putting it in your conscious, you're going to start seeing it. And that's kind of like the story I was going to say kind of like lines up a little like that, but it's kind of a different subject. But I'm still into it, but not as much. But like, I get really into like astral travel or like dreams and meanings and stuff like that. And this is true. Everyone can do this, but if you tell yourself, "I will remember my dreams," you will start remembering your dreams. At work, I'd drive around, and anytime I saw a dog walking, you know, someone walking a dog, I'd say, "It would remind me." Like, that was my code to tell myself, "I'll remember my dreams." And I just started remembering all of them. So it's, I don't know. I kind of like saw like, you know, like what we're capable of doing. And if we're telling ourselves, yeah, like aliens are going to show up, they're going to show up. And if you really believe it, I consider it be impossible. But the weird thing I wanted to say, so I always get really bad sleep paralysis. That's kind of when I started looking into this stuff. And my wife never gets anything like that. But she said she's kind of been sleeping weird. And I had a crazy sleep paralysis. This is just like last week, where it was like I was in a different body, observing my body in sleep paralysis. So I was like, it was weird. I was like looking at myself and I was like, oh, he's in sleep paralysis. Hopefully he wakes up. And when I said that, it was like my body went into my body and I was in sleep paralysis. And it's super weird. And but I told my wife, I was like, man, I had a really weird sleep paralysis. And she's like, I think I had my first one too. And I was like, really? What happened? And she's laying next to me and she said, she's like, I had almost like a vivid dream where I could hear noises, but I was asleep. And she's like, I heard tapping on the window, like tap, tap, tap. And she's like, I was aware that someone was tapping on the window. And in my sleep, I turned my head and she said she heard my voice saying, like super creepy like that.
Fuck that.
So
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah. And I haven't told her like, you know, I told her it's a weird sleep paralysis. When she told me that, she's like, yeah, I heard it. It almost sounded like you saying like, let me in a creepy voice. I'm like, it's pretty weird. But I, you know, I didn't tell her my sleep paralysis. That was like a, her observing me and then me going into my body and sleep paralysis. So weird shit.
That is definitely weird.
Yeah. So
have you ever been able to astral project?
Okay. So it's okay. Cause I've been reading that like people get into sleep paralysis on purpose. And that's kind of the state you have to get into astral travel. And I like tell myself that. And every time I get sleep paralysis, there's like a brief moment where I'm like, okay, if you chill out, you could maybe like move around, you know, like if you picture your hand touching the, you know, like the bed and rolling over, your body will start to do that. And there's been a few times I started to do it and my body started vibrating like crazy. And it's almost like a train, like getting faster and faster. And then I just, no, I'm out. I give up. I'm out. And then I just snap out of it. Like I just freak out. It's like I'm so close and I talk myself out of it every time because it's freaking weird. Yeah, it's really weird.
I was just curious because it reminded me of the call we had on the night shift about 2 or 3 weeks ago. The gal who had essentially like the out-of-body experience where she saw herself laying in the bed, but that was the start of her experimentation with astral projection. And she's
right. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she moves further and further from her bedroom. Like I think the last time she said she had it, she was out in the neighbor's yard, but she was too almost afraid to move too far because she didn't know if she could get back. So that those kind of line up a little bit there.
That's weird. And so when I was like observing essentially like myself in sleep paralysis, but like through a different body, it felt really, really real. And so I could see then like something feeling so real that you're afraid to go any further, you know, like because it, I mean, I don't know, like, yeah, I mean,
her concerns,
yeah, that'd be, like, the most...
her concerns were more so like if she left her body as like an open vessel, could something on the astral plane work its way back in before she could get back in?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's like a good question to ask yourself, but I guess it's like kind of like what I was saying earlier, like how you interpret things is like what could become of it. So if you like that lady, there's a documentary about a lady who sees lights and she thought it was like a really religious experience and she was just like loving it and talking to these lights, kind of like, well, kind of like the Bledsoes, but and I told all of her church friends, like, no, that's evil, that's bad, you know. And she's like, really? And then it totally shifted into the experience being like terrifying, traumatic. It's a documentary, I can't remember, but then it does circle back where she does think it's a all light and positive, but it's, man, I don't know. It's just a weird, yeah, it's a weird world, and you're hearing more of that. And I've experienced a version of that. I actually called and told you guys about that like 5 or 6 weeks ago, but anyways, I'm sure, but yeah, big fan. It was good talking to you guys.
You as well. We appreciate you calling in.
Yeah.
No, that was pretty much it. Is just that if you had any sort of astral projection prior to that, because it almost sounds like you're getting ready to start, from what I've read.
Yeah, and it did happen a lot. It did happen when I was a kid. So when I was a kid, it would happen, but not as an adult. And it's almost like I think you have to use your imagination a lot. Like, you know, when you're like, you're a kid, you have a really good imagination and you can picture things, and you know, you pretend you're in a jungle and some, you're whatever, you know, and some kids are better than others. It's almost like you have to start getting back into that, like using your imagination and start. Yeah. Kind of reminds me of like Hook or Peter Pan.
Someone in the chat said, if you and your significant other are both having sleep paralysis issues, you need to check your sleep area for infrasound. It's been known to induce the sleep paralysis.
Infrasound, huh?
Yep, I'm not sure how to check.
No, me either.
I don't know. Hopefully I don't get in trouble like cheating on my wife in the astral realm while she's sleeping next to me and she witnesses it or something weird like that.
Definitely wouldn't be ideal.
Yeah, and there were multiple, Birdie brings up a good point. There were multiple people in the chat that says if you are able to get to that point to where you actually can leave your body and move around, there will be a silver or gold tether that you can follow back to your body.
Oh, interesting. Huh. Interesting. Yeah, I bet that's related to, I did call too about like seeing a whole bunch of like shadow spiders. And I'm wondering if that's like part of the astral realm, seeing spiders. So
it's gross.
Yeah, that sounds.
Yeah, no, that's what it is. It's gross.
So gross. But anyways, yeah, you guys are great, and you know, you guys put up with a lot. So no, that was, anyways, good times. I hope everyone has a good night.
You as well, my friend. Yeah,
stay safe, right, brother. Bye. I don't know what to make of.
Holy fuck.
Okay, keep rolling. Ridiculous. Never mind.
Hey, welcome to the Night Shift. What's going on?
Yo.
Hey, what's up? This is Lacey Mariposa.
Hey, you got through.
Hey, so I wanted to tell y'all, okay, first of all, I really enjoyed that last caller, and it reminded me of an astral projection experience that I had. I'm going to keep it quick because y'all, you know, it's about time to wrap it up, but so I have the craziest dreams when I sleep with my children, not sleep with my children, but like nap with my children, especially like daytime napping. It makes me have the wildest dreams. And one time when my oldest son was just a baby, I was taking a nap with him and I get migraines and I get this little sparkly thing that starts in my vision when a migraine starts. But I was drifting off into sleep and something like that appeared, except it was like blue and black. And it was like a ring, like a portal. And I noticed that the more I concentrated, the closer I got to it. And I felt like I was going up towards it, which was really weird. It was a really bizarre experience. And if I like stopped focusing on it, I started drifting back down and I was like, whoa, hang on. I'm going to try and focus on moving forward through this. And I went through it and then I opened my eyes, but I didn't open my eyes, but I remember the feeling of opening my eyes and seeing this mountain vista and this like Swiss chalet type village. And I was like, whoa, where am I? And I started running through the town, going into houses, rifling through mail, trying to figure out where the fuck I was. And I could not find any evidence of where I was, except for eventually towards the end of it, it was getting dark. Like the sky was getting dark And I remember I looked at a street sign and I could read what it said. But when I woke up, I couldn't remember what it said. And right as I was coming back to consciousness, I remember looking down at myself with my child in the crook of my arm and being like, oh, there I am. And I was like kind of drifting back down. It was super weird. And I've had a couple of experiences similar to that, but that was like the most vivid. And it was really crazy and just weird because everything felt so real. Like I could breathe air and like I felt things touching me. You know what I mean? Like
that is awesome.
Like I would open a drawer and it felt like I was opening a drawer. So I don't know, man. I don't know. I guess that's astral projection, but it was very exciting.
It'd have been super awesome if you would have saw that street sign and remembered it and then looked it up and then been like, holy shit, this is an actual real place that I didn't even know existed.
Right. I know. And I did try and look it up later and like I had some consonants, but I couldn't make the whole name out. It was not in English. Anyway, and then I had another one that was like I was skateboarding and I fell on my butt and I could like it felt like I landed and like I could breathe in the salt air. And it was another one through a portal like that. It was really weird. But also, really quick, I've been trying to call in for a couple of weeks about a demon encounter, maybe. Do y'all have time to hear that?
Yeah, let's go.
Yep.
Okay, cool. So I bought a house last year. And I bought it from Miss Tammy. It was her mom, Miss Dot's house. And when Miss Dot passed away, she's very elderly and very sick. She spent a lot of time dying here, but she didn't actually pass away in the house, right? But afterwards, Miss Tammy like spent so much time talking to her mom as if she was right next to her, like believing that she was right there. And it felt like maybe like a predatory spirit might have tried to take advantage of her in that way. She got super depressed and like she'd always leave a light on for her mom. And she was like, oh, leave the light on for mom. And when Miss Tammy left the house, she thought, like every time I talked to her afterwards, she said, oh, she just imagined that the house is exactly how she left it, right? So I started pulling up the floor recently. Underneath the carpet is wood floor. And also, I smell things in the house. Like Miss Dot smoked a lot of cigarettes, and every once in a while, like I smell like someone who just smoked several cigarettes in a row is standing right next to me. And like I feel like people are like peeking in through the doorway when I'm in my bed. That kind of stuff. Like I feel like there's some presence of something, and I always pray it away because I don't want that. It's my house. And so I was pulling up the floor for the first time in a corner, and I had a light on, Miss Dot's light, and I gave it a rest and I turned it off. And I was actually listening to the Hollow Sky show. And the light turned back on. And I was like, in Jesus' name, anything that is here needs to get the fuck out of here because I'm not playing with that. And I asserted that it is my house. And when I said that, the light flicked back off again. And this light, you know, it was plugged in, but it was turned off. It was the little like rotary switch where you twist to turn it on or off. Like there's no way it would have just accidentally turned on. But I got really freaked out and I was praying. And then I went to my kitchen and I looked out of my door, glass door, and there was a handprint that was very fresh. It was cut out of the condensation on the window. Like there's no possible way. It was an adult size handprint. I am a civil person. I don't touch the glass. It was like a window in a door. Like I don't touch the glass of my door, and it was way too big to be my children's hand. but it was posed as if somebody was like had one hand on the doorknob and one hand on the glass. And then within 30 minutes, it was covered up again with condensation. I hadn't been out there in hours. So it was just really freaky. And I thought y'all might like to hear it. It's not my first spirit encounter, but it was very recent. And I want to tell you about that. So thank you for hearing that.
And it was, it ramped up after you started pulling the floor up?
Yes. Yeah. As soon as I started changing stuff, which she didn't like change. She was very set in her ways, old lady. She had a big sense of humor, but she liked things the way she liked them. She was a very particular old lady. And you know, honestly, I think, you know, she would probably respect the fact that it's my house now and I don't want anything to do with her. And I think there are predatory spirits that pretend to be familiar spirits. And I think that's more along the lines of what was going on there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's
like, hey, I'm familiar. You can trust me. And then they aren't trustworthy.
Yeah, that's gross.
Definitely.
And like if I had told it like, this is my house, be gone. A true, friendly, compassionate spirit would have left. You know,
what a I agree with that.
So anyway, I got chills on my arms now. So thank you for hearing that, guys.
Absolutely.
I really love your show. Thank you for doing this. I love the Hollow Sky. Oh my gosh, I'm brain farting. I love the live show and the Monday show. You guys do a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, God bless y'all.
You as well.
Stay safe, friend.
You too, guys. Good night.
Good night. All right, shutting that down.
Oh, they were
getting late.
Some heaters on there. Yeah, I didn't realize it was almost 10 o'clock. So we
got. I know. Time goes by fast.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's that time again. Thanks for hanging out with us. I appreciate everybody in the chat. Thank you for having as much patience as you did with all that was going on. Again, we try to give everybody a chance and to have a platform to recount their experiences. So keep that in mind.
Yep.
But fair. Yeah, we love that you guys hung out with us again. Love doing this every week. Follow and support all of our content creators. They're usually the same ones in there. They normally are. And until next week, everybody stay safe, stay weird, and I don't got a good catchphrase this week. Just be cool.